Rex reporting on 25 years since the new South Africa was born. Well, we'll end the programme with some birdsong. It's a robin, a small bird with a bright red breast, common across Europe, but not in China. But one robin has made a very rare appearance in the capital, Beijing, causing something of a stir amongst bird watchers. 200 photographers camped out over the weekend to try and get a photo of the European robin. So to find out more, I spoke to Terry Townsend. He's founder of Birding Beijing.
It's very unusual to find one in Beijing. In fact, this is only the third record ever. There was one in 2007, one in 2014.
Where are they common then? Which parts of the world are you just going to see a robin and say, oh, that's nice?
Well, its real name is European robin, which
is a bit of a clue.
Yeah, exactly. So its range is predominantly Europe. It does stretch a little bit into Asia and winters sometimes in Kazakhstan. But for it to be in Beijing, it's about 2,500 kilometers further east than we would expect it.
And it flew all the way?
We presume so. Yeah, I mean, it's unlikely to have had any assistance. I mean, occasionally cage birds are released, but the robin is not a common cage bird in Asia. So I think it's very likely that this is a wild bird.
If there's one, are there likely to be more?
It's certainly possible that there could be a few more in eastern China, hidden away in parks and other areas that just not been found.
They're very bold little birds, aren't they, robins? Generally, they're the ones who come and sit on the handle of your fork while you're doing your digging and so on. They're not scared of humans. How do they behave in Beijing? How's this one behaving?
They're pretty bold little birds, and this one in Beijing is no exception. It seems absolutely comfortable with people being around, and you would even sort of think that it's showing off a bit to the crowds. You know, it will sit up prominently on prominent perches, very photogenic, and behaves perfectly, really, for the photographers.
And is it true that the media there are making a Brexit connection?
Yeah, somebody on social media here sort of quipped that this bird could be escaping the political turmoil in the UK, because the robin is a bird that's associated with the UK very much. I mean, it's the UK's national bird, and it's seen on Christmas cards and so on. So there is a strong affinity or a strong suggestion that this bird sort of come from the UK. But of course, that's actually unlikely. It's more likely to have come from the eastern part of the range.
If there are rare bird sightings in the UK, for example, then birdwatchers get terribly excited and they all spend a fortune flying up to Scotland to see it as quickly as possible. Does that happen with Chinese birdwatchers?
Well, it's something that's beginning to happen, yes. In fact, today I heard about somebody from Sichuan province travelling to Beijing specifically to see this bird. And apparently there are others on the way from other parts of China. So yes, it seems to be catching on here as well.
Terry Townsend, founder of Birding Beijing, on the robin, which has flown probably not all the way from Britain or from Europe, but its staging post in the Far East has now reached the capital of China. Remarkable. Join us for more World Update tomorrow.